This morning, I have entitled the Sir Sharing, Shine Like Stars, but more specifically, how to work out our salvation. That's found in the passage in the book of Philippians. Let's recap a few of those lines that we heard from the book of Philippians. Firstly, in verse 10, it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. That speaks of authority, but also speak of, to me, worship and obedience. That every knee will worship the Lord because he speaks authority. He is authority. And with authority come obedience. Just like the story of the two sons, two different kind of responses to the father. Was it the father who was without authority? No. The father had the authority. But still, the two sons gave two different responses. That's what I mean by worship and authority. Then, what is that obedience? Paul continued in verse 12, say, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. That sounds to me is a call of action. Responding to the authority in obedience to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. It doesn't mean that we have to be so frightful of making mistakes and therefore not wanting to do anything. That's not what that says. The fear and trembling, if you go back to the original script, is more talking about in awe, reverence and obedience. Then what's the outcome of that obedience? In verse 15, it says, we are to become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine like stars in the sky. Shine like stars. Did you hear that? All of us can shine like stars. I always wonder, you know, in the Hollywood Boulevard, they have these stars, right? In the walkway. And of course, these celebrities and others, they love to have their stars, and they have a big ceremony to unveil the stars. But from the culture where I came from, it's not very good to have your name stepped on by somebody else. So it really depends on your culture, you know. For that, in America, it's very good. You know, people come and look at you and walk over you. But in other culture, it's not good to have your name stepped on all the time, because it's some kind of disrespectful. Well, no matter what culture we come from, we can shine like stars because we can be the children of God. We can speak with authority. As a few of the passages we have heard today, God is our authority. All right? We're not we are not being tested by like Simon Cowell or something. You push the button and then you go forward, you don't go forward. Our star power is through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives in each of our lives so that indeed we can shine like stars. So, The motivation for all of us is found in this Philippians book, that chapter. Two things. First of all, it calls us to work out our salvation. It's not to work for our salvation. When we believe in Jesus and commit our lives and profess that we believe in God, we believe. But we need to be born again. And when we are born again, then we can work out our salvation. Wouldn't it be a sad thing that salvation comes to us and it stops there? It doesn't go any further. And that would be a very sad thing, because Jesus teaches us we are to disciple others. So when we, you and I, receive the gospel, the truth, the grace, the salvation, we need to work it out with the people around us. And I'll come back to that a little bit more. The second one, of course, we must is to back up our salvation with evidence. With evidence that people can see the good work that we do and give glory back to God. And that's important. That's how we can shine like stars. Let me pause a little bit here. Ask you some questions. I like asking questions because that will help us to engage the word a bit better. How do you think we can shine like stars? Give me some examples. Any thoughts? How may we shine like stars? How may we challenge ourselves to shine like stars? Is there a St. Luke's here? Yes, Ellen. Oh, sorry, Janet.
Think about us.
Think of... Okay, all right. So, yes, be caring and helpful and understanding, yes, to others. Any other thoughts?
Being very positive.
Being positive. Uncomplaining. Like no grumbling, is it? Okay. All right. Okay. Any other thoughts?
Seeing Christ in others.
Okay. Seeing Christ in others. Yes, thank you. And yes, Gwen? Remembering those who are passed on.
And remembering their faith.
Okay, so they gave us good examples of their walk with God, and therefore we remember with thankfulness, maybe? Yes?
I think too, being positive is for you. Another way of saying that, perhaps to be thankful of the good things that we do have in our lives.
Okay. Sure. All right. Very good. So I think the important thing is that we need to have it first, then we can work it out. If we don't have it, how can you work out something when you don't have it, right? So if I don't know how to play a piano, I love to learn to play a piano. But if I play the piano, I can work it out with the instrument of sharing that with some people. So the crux, I believe, is that we first must have that salvation. And when we have that salvation in us, when we have Christ in us, we are born again Christian, then we can work it out with some of the ideas you just share, showing compassion, helping people, understanding people, loving people. All these are practical things that how we may work out our salvation. Going back to the Philippian passage, may I just repeat something that Ellen read out earlier? And Ellen has advantage because I think she still has that sheet before you, but others may not. But let me just pick up some of the points, because they say that if there's any encouragement from being united in Christ, so first we need to be united in Christ. We need to have Christ living in us, then we can work out that salvation. If any comfort from the love that we have, you already touch upon the comfort and the love that we can share with one another. Of course, Paul is encouraging the Christian in the Philippi church to act in such a way. If there is any common sharing in the Spirit, The Holy Spirit dwelt in each and every one of us. We had to have that common bond. Whether we're part of St. Luke's Church here, we are part of other Christian organization, our bond is in the Spirit of God. If any tenderness and compassion, that through that working out, we can show that tenderness, we can show that compassion. Having the same love, being one in spirit and one in mind. Going back to what I said, again, if we are one in Christ, we are connected with Jesus, then we have something that we can share with others. So it's important that we have that capacity to work out. But it also reminds us that we should not take our salvation for granted. In verse 12, it says, we are to work our salvation with fear and trembling. And I said earlier, it's not being afraid of anything, but rather in the reverence of God who asks us to display evidence in that. So we must not take our salvation for granted. We should not be a casual Christian. We should not be just drift through week in, week out without a thought of God or the commands that He has given us. And we don't just come to sing songs on Sunday and then forget about all the other stuff the rest of the week. So we need to have God in us. In other words, God has already been working in our lives so that we can work out salvation. And that is found in verse 13. It says, for it is God who works in you, in each and every one of us, to will and to act according to His good purpose. In other words, already God has placed the will in our lives, and with that will, that desire, then we can act on it and work out our salvation. Not to earn our salvation, but to show the evidence of our salvation. To will and to act according to God's good purpose. So we need to back up our Christian life with evidence. I found this quote, and I don't know where it came from before. It might even be part of a song that I heard years ago. This statement says, Christian who acknowledge Jesus with their lips and walk out the door and deny Him by their lifestyle, that is what an unbelieving world simply found unbelievable. In other words, we need to have the evidence. We need to have lifestyle that reflect, and in other words, shine like stars. Not be a celebrity, but having Christ light in us that we can shine before people, because we're living in a dark world. So that we are the children of God, we can become blameless and pure. So friends, how may we shine like stars? How may we have evidence of Christ living in our lives? Starting by our families, the way we maybe stop grumbling. Maybe we can say more encouraging words to one another. Maybe things that we do and say that really, really show that Christ is living in us. What about our church here, St. Luke's? We have been working hard to figure out what some of the things that we may do to bring us together. For what purpose? Not just we can pat ourselves on the back and say, oh, good job. It's helpful. It's encouraging to do that. But as a church, The good job is not just within. The good job is has to be done out there with people. How do we help others? How do we care for others? How do we show love? How do we spread the good news to others? That is part of working out our salvation. So dear brothers and sisters, let us be reminded that the will of God is acting in our lives. And God speaks with authority. God used Moses to show the authority to the people of Israel. Jesus spoke about the authority that he has. And with that authority, my dear brothers and sisters, we can go out there and to shine, not the torchlight, but to shine Jesus before all people. Let's do that, shall we? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your salvation grace that we have received it, and help us to have that urgency, help us to have that desire, that will to share with others so that they too may come to know the saving grace of our Lord Jesus. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.